Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. You will not believe where I am coming to you from today. It's a convention hall, and I'm down underneath in the football player's locker room. And it doesn't even smell. I got to say, this is like really pristine. Oh, isn't it amazing, the technological age? We can do stuff from anywhere, almost. Okay, I've got some interesting information for you. Let's start by claiming and directing that we are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Our hearts are open. Our chakras are open. Our heart lines are straight, strong, and through the ID point. Everybody, of course, should have done that before you got out of bed this morning. So if you didn't, that's one thing you're not doing that the channel has taught you to do to make a difference in your life. Okay, so again, this piece of information and clarity came through a private session that I did last week, and it's all around the little child. And you know, we have talked for a long time about bringing our little child on board and talking to them and reparenting them. Well, this was kind of a whole new way of looking at that, a kind of another piece of the puzzle, if you were, that the little children must receive and acknowledge us, that we have to direct them to see and acknowledge who we are now, okay? So that then we can integrate on all dimensions with all our little children in all lifetimes. So that they're acknowledging us, we're acknowledging them, and working together into one unified whole intention. It's a slant on it that I really didn't understand before. I just thought, you know, directing them and helping them was it. But you can't direct and help somebody who doesn't acknowledge who you are and doesn't acknowledge that they need to listen to you. So that's the first big part of information. And again, make sure to integrate that for energy of all little children in all dimensions, that they acknowledge and accept the adult in this lifetime and the direction that they're getting from the adult in this lifetime. Okay, and then I was working with another healer around something for them, and then we went into something for me, and lo and behold, you know, when two or more are joined, this incredibly big information came out that there, and I've written a whole e-blast about it so that you will understand more about it. It's literally a virus that's taking over society. And a virus can, according to Webster's Dictionary, actually be an idea or a thought that makes us sick, running through society. And God knows we have a lot of that going on in our world today. So the virus that we keep harboring within ourselves and sharing with each other is the virus of limitation. That our biggest fear is our greatness. And the core belief that they brought forward with that is, I'm scared to death to be here. I'm scared to death to be here in my empowerment. I'm scared to death to be here breaking out of all limitations into my beautiful, complete expansion. Okay? Now, they also said that's one of the reasons why people are drawn to President Trump, because he is out there not afraid of using his power. And the people who want to be more powerful are attracted to that. So then that tells us what we need to clearly be very succinct about what we want, is we want to play in our power. We want to own our power. We know and accept that we are supposed to be here as the powerful creators that we are, and we want to do it through love and higher consciousness. Okay, because power without consciousness is Hitler. Power with consciousness is the Christ energy. So don't be afraid of your power. Just know what kind of power you want, that you're not going to abuse it. You are going to honor it in the most powerful way that you can. So, you know, a virus is always around us. A cold virus, always lying dormant within you. It doesn't activate itself until your immune system is weakened through stress. The virus, an energetic virus, like the virus of limitation, is the same way. It is always there. It is always in your energy. And it raises to the forefront when you go into fear and doubt and judgment and the lower vibrations. So we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol of formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am healthy and strong and powerful in my consciousness and expansion. And so it is. Is there anything else? Okay. All right. Quick and dirty, but we're going to go to the calls now. And hopefully all of this works because I'm underground. Daniel in Arizona, you're on.
Hi, Stevie.
Hi, baby.
I had a question about my car not starting. It has been doing it for, maybe a couple of years now, on and off, intermittently, and no one can figure out why.
Well, cars are always about not wanting to get where you're going. So the channel is saying if you get really quiet and get centered, you'll see the connection to all the times your car hasn't started and where you're trying to get to, the metaphorical where you're trying to get to. Let's see if we can give you some help. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie?
Good Vibrations.
Okay. So whenever something has affected you, and you have fallen out of your conscious direction of feeling good and feeling happy, your car is going to bring that to your attention. Now, they want me to address the whole thing. I mean, my God, people, we have been hit right and left and upside down and inside out with events, negative events, fearful events, events that anger us this week. The, you know, brutal and unjustified killings of the Jewish churchgoers. There's just, you know, the rhetoric that is going on that's increasingly saying it's okay to disrespect and judge others. Don't think it's not getting to you. So don't just push it aside and say, well, I'm not going to listen to the news, because you know it's going on anyway. It's in the consciousness of the virus of humanity. Do your work that you know you do and take this and redirect it toward love. It's the only thing that's going to work. It's the only thing that's going to change things. But, I mean, I consider myself being a pretty conscious person. I can feel it pulling at my consciousness, at my health, at my mental stability. So that being said, because that's really why you called to bring all this up, Daniel, is let's come together and please do this no matter when you listen to this show, even if it's 5 years from now. We're coming together again to direct all consciousness to be in the intention of love and acceptance and joy and the knowing that, hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Right wins out. Those are the highest words. Right wins out. So claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. So it is. I hope to God you guys read my blog, my e-blast on voting. And I hope to God all of you are. Okay. Anything else about the car? Mechanical? No, you know, you're just really tied into the energy, Daniel. And when you're tied into the energy, sometimes the consciousness uses our body, sometimes it uses our cars, sometimes it uses our businesses to really communicate with us. You better wake up here. So where is it that Daniel finally wants to get to? Sheets, but give me a song.
Boy, nothing's coming.
Kind of where we're going to. Everybody needs to write down what your intentions for consciousness are. How do you define it? What's your direction for not only your consciousness, but the consciousness of the energy? And the highest direction, of course, is love. That it comes from love, that it is love, that it expresses love at all times, anywhere, in all space-time continuums. And so it is. I'm not getting anything else. Is there anything else, any other subject? Not getting anything else, Daniel.
Nope.
You always bring in the big stuff, dude. So I know you're testing. Are you getting a yes on all this?
Yes, yes.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Dee. Love you.
Love you. Bye. All righty. Well, that was a good, powerful start to the show. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Oh.
Hi, babe.
Well, I have fully embodied my empowerment. It's been an amazing week, and it's so funny, this little issue with my Uber app, which is about getting places, right?
Yeah.
I had to jump through all these different hoops, like, and that finally led to a culmination of, like, I don't know, it landed me in a place of that I've been wanting to get to. I have a conversation I need to have with my ex-husband about some custody stuff related to my daughter, and I feel so ready and empowered to show up as myself in a way that I never have before.
Awesome. Oh, yes, I get a yes on that. And Emily?
Yes.
There's something coming in about, the person that's the least educated in electrical stuff. They're going to bring in electrical stuff. There's something, an Uber app. How would you explain what an Uber app does? It calls in the energy that's going to get us from one place to another, right?
Right.
When we use an Uber, we call a car or a vehicle to get us from one place to another, or we order food to be brought from one place to another. So it's the connection. The connection is the highest word. They're asking us to all connect electrically. Now, again, you know that has to do with what signal you're putting out, right? Ah, okay.
Yes.
So in the case with your husband, for example, you will send that electrical message out to connect to him, deliver this message electrically to him before you have the meeting.
Beautiful.
Okay, is there more I'm supposed to understand? No. Okay, so, and that makes sense to me because, you know, they've done lots and lots of studies where they've proven that your energy gets to a place miles before your body does.
Yes.
So it's like preparing the dough, right, and letting it sit for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then it rises to make a better bread or whatever. Weird analogy they're giving me, but I get it. In order for it to be a successful, powerful meeting, you want to send the energy first.
Okay. And the meeting is supposed to happen today. Is that still the right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do it right now.
Yeah.
You can do it driving there. Just. And the same with the election, guys. We're not waiting to see the results. We are electrically sending the signal out for the results of an even checks and balances to be restored to this country. And so it is. All righty. Wow. What a show already. Good God.
Thank you so much.
Emily.
I love you.
You bet. I love you too, baby. OMG. Deeka, what's up?
Oh, hi, Miss D.
Hi, baby.
Oh, I want to know when is your TED Talk going to be on? When I heard that, I immediately was driving along and went into some kind of experience where my little girl was looking to my physical mother as her adult, because I often identify with my mother as being my adult, and I cleared most of that out. So just knowing that you're going to give that talk and reading the articles on your e-blast was really, really helpful for me. Thank you. Now let me get to my question.
Oh, good. Thanks. And just so you all know, it's going to take about a month for them to get that cleared by the main office, and then I will be putting out a link for all of you to watch.
Oh, that's going to be great.
So thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your question, baby?
Okay. On the 1st of November, I am going to go in to have a colonoscopy. My Cologuard test showed up positive, which could mean the test is wrong, I have polyps, or I have cancer. Now, I have I've had three female members pass on from cancer of some sort, including my mother. And also my one of my beloved dogs is going to have surgery provided by the very kind Sime Salmon Foundation on the 8th of November, so I'd appreciate everybody's prayers for all of us. My question is, I intuitively and by a spiritual experience that I had right after I got this, I went through the fear. I honored the fearful feelings. I let them pass through my body, and I stepped outside on my porch, and I was looking at the moon, and all at once I had a spiritual experience, which I won't go into, but I feel certain that I don't have it. And I felt I slept very well that night. Now, periodically, on and off, maybe because of this virus that you're talking to, but maybe because of my own particular battles with depression and doubt, I'll get scared about it.
Well, that's so normal. That's normal for us, Deka. While we're working with this virus of limitation, it's normal for us. And we all have our different subjects, guys. Some of you get panicked about money. Some of us about health. Some of us about being alone in the world. You know, we all have our trigger subjects, right? I'm getting also that you do not. That's the right question. I'm hearing the highest answer. But the channel, when you first started talking about it, Deka, the channel kept yelling in me, ask her where her attention is. And from hearing your words right now, your attention is on, do I have it or not?
It's on the doubt. It's that doubt crap again.
Well, and that's what we're all trying to cure ourselves of, that virus. Because
yes,
nothing is going to limit us more than doubt, guys. Doubt is the opposite of knowing, and knowing is creation. So you know what I'm doing with myself around an issue that I'm working with and playing with, is every time I find myself having one of those thoughts or kind of, and it happens before you know it, you know, you're having the thought and then you go, oh shit, I'm having that thought, right? And I just stop and go, nope, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and healthier. And I just replace it. I don't dwell on it. I don't figure it out. I don't, oh my God, I shouldn't be thinking this. Why am I thinking this? No. You just want to redirect it.
Got
so
it.
That your energy stops full forward and does a U-turn. And that, and your brain then gets, oh, she's not going to let me think that thought. That's not a fun thought. I'm not in away with that anymore, right?
Right.
Every day in every way, I'm getting
I'm
healthier
getting
and healthier and better and better.
Better and
right?
better. Yeah.
And that is what I know, and that's the direction to my energy that I am putting out there. And my energy has to follow it, and I'm telling my little girl to acknowledge me and know that we integrated are claiming this. Because a lot of it is your little girl going, oh, I remember mom had this and this had blah, 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 right?
Right.
You know, so many times when people over 50 start getting sick, it's, and they have a lot of studies about this, it correlates to the same time they saw their parents getting sick. And I talk a little bit about this in my TED Talks. So your mother or father's or grandparents' history isn't yours. Your history is up to the self-creation of you. Okay?
Got it.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything else, Deka. So let's just claim balance this for all of us. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. All righty. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, T.
Yeah, let me know, okay? All right, Miss Paula in California, you're on.
Hi, D.
Hi,
this
babe.
This is great. This is
it's so perfect. And thank
Good.
You, Deeka. Yeah. I just wanted it to channel about receiving, and I feel like it is totally connected to everything that you've been talking about.
It is.
That virus and everything. Yeah, and I just, it's like, I feel like I'm just stuck with, you know, I don't know what it is, and I need to, like, clear out whatever it is to being
You don't
able
need
to
know that. You only need to know what you want.
Okay.
So what's the subject of limitation that is prompting you to ask this right now? What subject is
it? It has to do with, you know, getting that this job that I'm applying for, and
yes,
and then receiving it. So I
okay.
put out.
But you see, there's so much anxiety, and when there's anxiety, there's not joy.
Right.
So
just stay in the joy.
Quit trying to get the job.
Yeah.
Feel into the joy of working at a job that you love, that pays you well, where you get up and you go, oh, I get to go to work. So happy I get to go to work. And then if it's not this job, a better job's being called in.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes, I know.
It's not this job, it's the perfect job is what you want.
Right. It's true.
Let me tell you, as an actor, I've gone crazy around some parts. Oh, I've got to get that part. I've got to get that series. I've got to get that series. That would be the answer to all my prayers. I've got to get that series. And I didn't get it. And, you know, then my world falls apart. And then I crash and burn for 6 months. Well, and then somebody comes into my life who happened to be on that series and says, God, you're lucky you didn't get that series.
Yeah.
It was such a nightmare on that set. Oh, my God, it's going to take me years to recover from doing that series. You see? Because ultimately, inside, what we know is that we want the highest opportunity to come to us that's going to create happiness.
And I'll just keep remembering that and keep that signal clear, and that's what's out in the universe.
That's right, baby. That's
right. Because I feel
like
I've muddied the waters. Yeah.
No, you have not muddied the waters. You're just learning how to create without all the mucky muck that we've been taught. You know, we have been taught, worry about it more, and then you'll get it. But it's not true, guys. Worry pushes it away.
Yeah. I know. Everything's
okay.
Backwards from what we learned, yes.
I mean, you know, at this convention, it was really set up for me. Oh, it's going to be great. You're going to make this much money. So all these expectations were in place. And it hasn't turned out to be that kind of convention. And I've heard myself complain about it. And I know better because I know that doesn't create what I want. So, you know, periodically during the day, I go, okay, just connect on a heart level with the people that are coming up to your table. What can you give? What can you give these little kids? How can you send out more love? Well, and then when I have two beautiful assistants that are working with me, one of them sitting right here listening to the show, and when she counted up the money, there was way more money than I thought could have possibly been made yesterday because I was going on old patterns about how busy you had to be. I want everybody to hear this. How busy you have to be, how hard you have to work in order to make the money. And the universe is going, look, Dee, you can actually have kind of an easy day and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I had to get quiet and get conscious last night to see what lesson I was being taught. You got it?
Yes, it's great. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. You're going to find and end up in an amazing job, Paula. That's what you have to know, where you're going to serve and you're going to be served in
Thank
a beautiful
you.
State of rest and give. All right.
That would sound wonderful.
Know,
thank you. I will.
You bet. All right. I got to scroll down here. Hang on. All right. We're going to go to Katie in New York. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling because I took the bar exam maybe 3 times or so, and I haven't passed it. And
The first thing I heard, Katie, is you need to get somebody to help you study for it. It's the first thing they gave me.
Okay.
Get
okay.
somebody to help you study.
Okay.
Well, it's my big yes. It's flying here.
Okay.
Okay. There's a second thing coming in. Hold on. I'm going to a play. That's interesting. It's a high thing. They're saying there's a part of you, and it's around your little child, where it just doesn't make sense to you that you can do something this great. It doesn't make sense in your
okay.
family. Does that
okay.
ring true to you?
Well, you know what? All my life I wanted to be a lawyer. But people would always say, people who never went to law school, never probably went to college, would say, oh, the bar exam is hard.
Well, it is.
Right. But people have been telling me that all my life.
You know, you see a lot of people that have passed it.
Right.
And the channel is saying you absolutely can pass it, but you have to leave all those voices. And,
right.
And the voices in your childhood that said you'll never get there.
Right.
Okay. And
yeah.
And tell them to acknowledge you right now.
Tell who to acknowledge me.
Your little girl.
Little girl.
And
okay.
Your little girls, wherever you exist, you're
uh-huh.
going to acknowledge and accept me right now. I am a lawyer. This is my dream. And I am passing the bar exam. And
oh,
then
God.
Get somebody to help you study.
That makes me want to cry. You say that. I don't know why.
Well, because you know that's the truth. Don't allow any other voices to hold you back, Katie.
Okay. You know what I wanted to ask? So I'm thinking, should I take it again in New York or should I go out of town? Because I've heard the grading system in New York is different than other places.
That's the right question. I get a yes on that.
Yes on what? Which one?
I get a yes that you should take it outside of New York.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But the biggest thing is
get the ways. Go get a support
to help you study for it.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Get a coach. That's
okay.
what I wanted to do. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you, Dee. Thank you.
You
so
bet.
Much.
You bet. Thanks. Go, you know, no virus of limitation here, Katie.
Yeah.
You're going to prove that you've got it. This is your dream. This is what you wanted to do. You're doing it. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Right. You bet. Okay, Phyllis. What's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give a testimonial, and I can kind of stay on the car theme, too. But, yeah. But, you know, the first thing you were dead on about the last two webinars, I really felt something shift. Because this summer, well, my car got hit by hail. I was like, okay, whatever, I'll call insurance. They come out, and the guy does this whole song and dance about how, well, I might have to, might be a total loss. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's just some hail pockmarks. Anyway, the point is, like, that evening, you know, I got $6,000 in my account. They paid me out. So I'm like, great, I'll just take it to get it repaired. And so it went on for about 3 or 4 weeks. It went on like, well, it looks like, you know, the insurance called me or the body shop called me and said, oh, it's totaled. It's a total loss. I'm like, well, I'm keeping my car. There's nothing wrong with my car. And then anyway, get to the point, the three, you know, over 3 or 4 weeks, I'd call the insurance and be like, well, this and that. And then the last time I called them, they're like, well, I don't know. It looks like maybe some numbers aren't quite right. Let me send it back. So basically I decided I wanted to keep my car and I really wanted to get it fixed. So boom, all of a sudden my car goes from being a total loss to not being a total loss and it gets fixed and it looks beautiful. So that was just kind of a...
Okay, so how did you create that?
By stating what I wanted. And I kind of went back and forth. Well, maybe I'll take the payout.
Yep.
I'll get a new car. It's like, no, my car's fine.
And that's exactly, Phyllis, that's exactly what we worked on in your last private we did last week. Is, well, I just want to move somewhere, but I'm not sure where. Right? So you have to know, guys, the universe is not going to make up your mind for you. That's not its job, and it can't interfere to do that. But it sure as hell is going to help you create what you want once you say, I am.
Yeah, and the thing is, I wasn't that completely I mean, I did it, but it was kind of – I felt it was like a pivot moment where it's like I was kind of surprised when I got what I wanted. I was like, oh, I actually created that. So I'm just working out, just being really, really conscious about – you know, 'cause I have a thing with my brother right now where he embezzled a bunch of money that my mother had left my sister and I. And so I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I want that money back. So I'm going to get that money back. That's what I'm creating now.
Is there anything? No. Once you're clear about it, you're clear. And they said you're clear to go.
Yeah, so
now,
that's very
there
cool.
There is a difference between I want that money back and I'm getting that money back. It's a little stronger if you say I'm getting that money back. Or I have that money back.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Because you can create a lot of wanting.
Yeah.
And what you want is the completion that you have it in your hand.
Yeah, and that's what I said about my car. I'm keeping my car. I kind of went back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my car. I'm going to get my car fixed. I even told the insurance. I can go to Mexico and get it
fixed.
What
we want are healthy bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy bodies, healthy brains. I am a healthy body and a healthy brain. Period. You know, little girl. Because, I talk about this in the TED Talks, because when my mother was my age, she started... being afraid of being old and going to the doctors a lot. And is this okay? Is that okay? Now, I am a huge believer in preventative medicine to, you know, visit your doctor once a year, make sure you're in good shape, work out, eat well, do what you can on this plane to take care of your body, and not buy into all the modeling that you watched growing up, which, if we put that in the positive, means staying in your knowing that you're in creation of your own health until you transition. Right? So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. All right. Thanks. Thank you for that, Phyllis.
Thank
gave
you,
people a lot of clarity. Thank you. All right, we're going to, if I can get Phyllis off, there we go. Miss Maria in San Francisco.
Hi, good morning, Dee. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So blessed and appreciative. I'm trying
to
figure out two things. You're welcome. One with my mom passing and one with my health. I'm having a lot of issues with my lungs and my lowest part of the digestive tract. I'm having problems.
The lungs are grief.
Okay.
The lungs are grief. And your grief is a form of stress that weakens your immune system. Okay?
Okay.
Why are you grieving? I mean, obviously, I know you lost your mother, and I didn't mean that to be a cold statement. But how long ago did she pass, sweetheart?
About a month.
Okay. It is now time. This is coming from the channel. It is now time to start letting go of the grief.
Yeah.
Not what she wants, not what you want. You again, we're taught that if we don't grieve for people, we're not honoring them.
It goes before that with my whole life and family abuse and everything, health or...
Well, yes, but your health is being affected because you keep, and I'm saying this lovingly, you keep using the family abuse as a reason to affect your health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It happened. It's not going to change.
Yeah.
Do you want to be happy now or not? That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take it back. They can't redo it. You have to accept it. And accept that for whatever reason you guys came together to play this out. Don't, you know, accept yourself, love yourself, accept them, love them, and get on with your life. Otherwise, it's going to affect you, baby. So what was the other thing besides the lungs?
My lowest part of the digestive tract, and that my mom never left any clarity about how she wanted her things or anything handled. And I had a question on that.
Okay, there's something around that about you're afraid it's too late and you missed your shot. How does that work into all of that? And by the way, if people who leave do not have the foresight and the courtesy to write down what they want, you get to do what you want. Not at the expense of other members of the family.
Right.
But you get to make the decisions then. They didn't care enough to do it. So don't let that keep you stuck. But what does that have to do? Oh, I see. It's keeping you from taking your shot at happiness, honey. That's my big yes. You know, you're kind of allowing all these things to define who you are. Maria, and you've got to define who you are and clearly direct what you want. Is there anything else? Not getting anything else. So claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love, so it is. Okay, so sit down and go, okay, enough of all this attention on them. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Write it down and start focusing only on that and feeling good into that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We are going to Kim in Phoenix. Hi, babe.
Hey, Dee. Awesome. As always.
Thank you.
You betcha. I have a question. In the beginning of the show, you were saying to direct our little kids. Does that also include when, in the creation of everything you told us, you know, to you channeled for us specifically who we need to get into alignment? Do we also have to direct them
ma'am.
As well? To, okay.
Oh, you
I
bet.
Figured,
everything's got to be integrated, Kim.
Okay. I figured yes, but
integrated.
I thought I'd better ask.
Yep.
Okay.
Integrated into one energy. Your energy,
all right.
Of my energy in any of its shapes and forms are integrated and working together toward what I want now.
Okay.
That's my direction. Right. That's my claim. That's my order. That's okay.
Awesome. Thank you for that, that clarification.
Yep. Anything else?
Well, I have been really busy creating new opportunities for myself. And when I start going into the toilet about, you know, I need a job, I just start
No, you don't need a job.
You're right.
I am creating a job that pays me well, that I love going to work with, that I have people that resonate with me and respect me and that I love to work with. And I'm mm-hmm. excited about the work I do.
Okay. Well, now I hear what you're saying. And basically when I start freaking out, let's just call it that way, I just start directing me going, okay, what do you want to do? This is not a cool thing. It's pushing everything away that you want. What do we want?
Good. And
so
then do
I'm
you
actually,
come up with what you want?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And
yeah, hold on. There's something kind of falling out, though. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Book. Oh, no. Give me a song.
Merrily We Roll Along.
Okay. Quit trying so hard, Kimmy. Guys,
okay.
The more you try and push against that wall, the more resistance you get. Can you just merrily roll along in your creation?
Okay.
Yeah, but see, we want to make it a big deal and a struggle because we've been taught that's when we get what we want, and it's not true. Be as a little child. Oh, I want that. Oh, goody, I got it. Let's just all skip through life a little bit more, okay?
Okay, yeah. And,
okay.
Yes, I know my energy is really off today. I went to a memorial service for one of my cancer friends, and I'm just, you know, woo, all over the place. But I'll get it
okay,
back.
Okay, well, that's your
I'll
choice, Kim.
I know it is.
And the channel is suggesting that you sit down and celebrate emotionally and mentally, celebrate her life, cancer. Don't dwell on her death. Celebrate the energy of who she was.
Exactly.
I said to Gabrielle, I'll come back and smack you upside the head if you ever do a funeral thing for me. You are throwing a big 60s party. And everybody's dancing and having a good glass of Cabernet and going, let me tell you this story about Dee. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesomeness.
Okay. You're right. Honoring them more by doing that. All right, sweetheart. Is that it?
Thank you for your time. You betcha.
All right. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Good. Thank you. Okay. I think I'm saying this right again. Lakeisha in Virginia.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call. What
can I do for you?
For the past 3 years, I pretty much decided, you know, I wanted to be happy. I wanted certain things for myself. And I've pretty much stuck to the plan. I got promoted. Got a few raises within the past 18 months, purchased a house last year. I even started dating a guy. That didn't work out, but I think, you know, I had to date him in order to figure out what I didn't want.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of in this phase now where, you know, I want a different type of freedom. So I'm kind of like working on a plan to figure out what that is going to look like for me in the future. So, you know, the old saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So my boss comes in Thursday and he says, you know, Lakeisha, I need to talk to you. And he tells me, oh, I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice. You know, I'm moving on. I'm going to, you know, pretty much the next chapter of my life is going to be semi-retirement. You know, happy for him. He's a great guy and was a great boss. But at the same time,
okay,
that kind of
I need you to get to your question, baby. Get to your question.
So what I'm trying to figure out is with my boss moving on to the next chapter of his life and having this open position open, how is that going to affect me?
But you see, first of all, that's BS.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan. God wants to hear your plan. The people that made up that statement didn't have a plan. And so they're blaming God for not bringing it through because they didn't say they want what they want. You're not saying what you want with this new position and him leaving and everything. You're not saying, oh, okay, now he's leaving now. What do I really want now that that changes kind of the focus of where I'm working? So you sit down and figure that out and then start saying I am, not I want. I am. I have. It's done. Do you understand? And
yes.
The other thing the channel wants to bring to your attention is kind of within the same breath you were talking about this relationship, and then you turned around and said, I'm creating a new kind of freedom. So to a lot of people, including you, a relationship doesn't go with freedom. So you better be clear that all relationships in your life serve your freedom, which is possible. I have one. I know. You get to be you. He gets to be him. And together you come together being complete people, whether it's your boss, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's your significant other. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So let's balance that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love. All right, my love. Just get everything clear and move on in your power. No limitation. All right, guys, I have to call it a little bit early today because I have to go take pictures with my fans. I love you. Let's say it together. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.